Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Puffcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Puffcast.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard. Unfortunately, the outrageous Scott Brennan and the punctual Toby Sullivan are not here. Well, they will be in this Puffcast, but they're not here right now. We are going on Christmas holidays because, you know, we're gay. It takes about a month for us to go on holiday, so it will be a while before you hear a fresh Puffcast. But what we do have for you are, well, I should explain how we record this. We record the Puffcast at the South Melbourne studios of the Austereo Network, which is the Today Network and Triple M. And because I work there and they're very nice to me and they let me do these things. But we kind of record too much stuff sometimes. And, you know, we don't want the Puffcast to go longer than 40 minutes because we all know what it's like when trade outstays its welcome. You know, go and get the train now, please, darling. Off you go. We don't want to talk to you anymore. So we sometimes have too much stuff. So this week I have some things which I really wanted to build a whole Puffcast around. And we were going to do some, you know, intros and outros like we normally do, just to add in the old stuff while we recorded another Puffcast. But unfortunately, our holidays came upon us. Ah, sadly. So first up, this is a really interesting conversation that we, you know, we've got our new segment, Would Ya? Where we wanted to talk about, you know, would ya do it with a lady? And if so, which one? And, well, one member of the Talking Puffy team actually has been there. And, yeah, this is quite a fascinating conversation.
All three of these men are gay.
Puffcast.
It's time for our new favourite segment, Would Ya?
Would Ya?
Would Ya?
Would Ya? And I know it's only the third one, but I've decided to go a bit off track.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Okay.
Would Ya?
Yeah.
A lady.
Oh.
And if so, ooh, which one?
Okay, I remember, so you can choose a specific lady.
You can choose a specific lady. You know when you were young and you were first coming out and you'd be like, oh my God, I would so turn for Madonna.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Older people would say I would so turn for Kylie and now obviously it'd be Gaga.
Mm.
Or Miley.
Or Justin Bieber.
He's a lady.
Yeah. I'm an old man. I'm getting to age now where I turn for Geraldine Doog. This is what it's coming to.
I did go through a Kathleen Turner phase.
Oh, yeah.
But then, you know, look at her. Hi, I'm Kathleen Turner.
Yeah. Especially Carl Malden in a wig now.
Yeah.
So,
look, speaking as I'm a pure breed.
A thoroughbred.
A thoroughbred. I've never had sex with a lady. So it's kind of a sort of a moot point, I guess. But I probably would turn for Beyoncé.
Oh, really?
I think she's amazing.
Really?
Given the kind of tiny ass twinks you normally fuck.
I know.
That is one massive lump of booty.
Yeah.
To go for legs
but
like tree trunks.
She's gorgeous and talented at just like the whole package. And that single ladies video clip. I know I'm sounding like a massive homo now. And
oh my God, I was so turned for Beyoncé.
But that, or just her in that clip. She's
is it just the phrase "put a ring on it" that you get excited about?
Yeah, I think so. No, I think it's the metal glove she's wearing.
she could magnetize that, go in and fish out all that shit that's gone missing.
Oh, thank God, I'd finally get my car keys back.
That is interesting.
Yeah, Beyoncé's hot.
I can think of a couple of individuals. I can't.
Because you have been on the wrong side of the fence, have you not?
Oh, yeah, to their cost. Oh, God. Oh, my God. I was.
Did you fuck with self-loathing?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You know, I fucked like. never have I used the phrase, no, I'm good. Ever so much. Ever. It was just terrible. Like, I was stoic.
Oh, no.
I was really, really silly.
You were like, kind of, I think I can.
No, it was more, you know how, like, when your mum is doing the washing up after Christmas dinner and you go out and you say, do you want a hand? And your mother goes, no, I'm fine.
I'll finish up.
It was like, I used to fake orgasm all the time. I became
wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really?
I was really good at this.
Oh my God.
I was real talented at that.
I don't even want to know.
Don't even ask.
Well, just, you know, you just go, oh, that was amazing. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, God, I'm going to have a shower. Oh,
bye.
It's raining.
Quick, I need a picture.
Where's the Target catalogue? Yeah. Where's the Target catalogue?
So I have. It was an unmitigated disaster, and it still fills me with loathing to this day. So would I turn for like, yes, I would. I don't have a specific lady in mind.
Yeah.
But she's got to have... big boobs.
Right.
Oh, because I love tits.
If you're going to do it.
Yeah,
you know
go the whole hog.
You've got to have big...
accessories.
Yeah. Big boobs and freckles.
Freckles?
What about... why freckles?
Just cute.
Right, okay.
It's just cute.
So you want to fuck Pippi Longstocking?
That's
after
kind of...
she's been inflated.
Yeah, I'm thinking like a Daisy Duke, like what's her name
Jessica
from Lost?
Simpson.
Girl from Lost.
All right. Okay. Oh, yep. Kate Freckles.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
What
yeah.
about Jessica Rabbit?
She's not real.
Well,
she is so.
Well, it would suit me because I could fake an orgasm and she could fake her reality.
Yeah,
so, could be a perfect couple.
What about Lucy Liu?
Lucy Liu. Yeah, I would, actually.
She's got freckles.
Yeah, I would.
She's cute.
Yeah,
I like
she is
Lucy
cute.
Liu. Mine's a bit disturbing. I don't know
oh,
if
really?
I should share it.
Go on.
You know, I've had, you know, there's been girls I've gone, oh, she's attractive. Mm. I really like that. I like Queen from Glee. Diana Agron, she's pretty.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't find
yeah.
her attractive in that way. I just think she looks stunning in a gown.
She's a bit brassy.
She wears a lovely gown. Yeah. Oh, God.
Go on.
Scully from X-Files. But only when she's doing an autopsy. She has to have the white coat on.
Oh, my God.
Is it Scott bludgeoning Stephen Jacobson? That's worse.
Is it something about her cutting into dead flesh that gets you the horn? Like, what?
I think it's because she's, you know...
Is it the goggles?
Yeah, maybe the goggles.
Autopsy goggles.
You know what I think it is? I think it's because in those moments, you were reminded of how fiercely intelligent she was compared to Mulder blundering around the dark going, no, there's aliens!
Oh,
and she's
my
like,
God.
No, Mulder, there's no aliens.
There's no aliens.
She had that weird accent.
She did.
And she was a little chubby.
Yeah.
She was a little on the chubby side.
She was homely. She was quite homely.
Now she's, you know, painfully thin in Bleak House going,
oh.
But
Adam, you can do so much better
than that. All right, there's one more that I might turn for.
Yeah.
Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
You know what? Do you know why that is?
Why?
Hamish in a fort.
Yeah, that's pretty
Drew Barrymore
it.
Would fuck you in a fort.
Oh, yeah, she would.
Made
she
a pillow.
I just think she'd be really fun.
She would be awesome.
And understanding when I couldn't get it up. But I think she would be really fun.
I think she might, you know, belittle you a little.
Yeah.
I love that we've discovered the fort factor.
The fort factor.
Anyone who would fuck you in a fort made out of pillows.
Yeah.
Isn't really good.
Goes up 20%.
While listening to Chaka Khan.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's involved.
See, I was thinking, Let me rock it. The door. I was thinking that.
Oh, a whole best of. The whole album.
Yeah, great. A Chaka Khan mega mix.
Oh,
that'd
awesome.
Be it. In a pillow fort.
I'm everyone.
Wow.
Let's start a club.
Yeah.
Let's start a club and advertise it in the back of the gay press.
Yes.
I had a club when I was in school. I ran my own club so people come and hang out in my shed.
Was it the fucking a fort while listening to Chaka Khan club?
All Drew Barrymore's welcome.
That's what I wanted it to be, but I had to dress it up as the Doctor Who club.
You know what we'll do? We'll hire out Club 80 on a Monday night and have a fucking a fort with a Chaka Khan soundtrack party.
Sweet.
We will make a fortune.
Yeah.
We'll make a fortune.
My. Oh, my God.
Well, now that we've come to this sticky
get fantastic
end.
Furniture to sponsor it.
No, Clark Rubber.
Oh, yeah.
The
yes.
fort's going to be made out of really cheap divan.
Yes.
Hard rubbish collection.
It will end up with crabs by the end of it.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Podcast. There you go. That was Woodja. Now, we also caught up with our Gen Y spy, Reese Nicholson, to see if he'd done his homework, namely becoming a top. And look, you know what the Gen Ys are like. If there's nothing in it for them, they're not really going to do it. But, well, here's Reese.
One never never knows when the homosexual is about.
Right, we have on the line our Gen Y spy, Reese Nicholson. How are you going, lovely?
I'm good. How are you?
And now, how are you going with your homework?
Yes.
Well, there have been advancements.
Advancements or backing ups?
I haven't fulfilled the full original.
Well, let's go through what your homework is. Your first job was to become a top.
Dick someone. Yeah. I had to dick someone.
You had to dick someone off.
Yeah. F for fail.
Because you were so bad at getting picked up, we set you the challenge of at least using a pickup line and maybe getting you back to someone else's house or the other way around.
Yeah. I went from headliner to feature.
And so how have you gone?
That does happen.
Well, it happened. That's great.
Right.
In a non-rapey way. So that's...
Oh, well, you might get a hippo stamp for that one.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Ideal.
What happened? What happened? I'm not your fucking mother. You don't have to be all euphemism. What happened?
He got dicked.
Yay!
He got dicked.
Excellent.
I don't remember too much of it. I just do remember there was a dick.
Well, first principles. If you can't get that right.
Was there a chat up line involved, or was the dick on the other side of a glory hole?
I'm right here.
That's a horrible thing to say about my anus.
It's not that good.
It is glorious. And accommodating, tell you what.
Right. Wow.
Accommodating. He makes it sound like a suite at the Medina. Tell me, did you also have a minibar?
Yeah, it costs. It's really expensive.
Yeah.
Everything you take a little thing out, it costs money.
So lady got lucky.
Lady got lucky. I'm not going to name names. You don't even know who it is. I don't care.
Hello. You're not going to name names. You don't know who it is. It was a little bit too quick there. I think we do know who it is.
You really don't. It was like a guy from Newcastle. So that's right. Disappointing.
And sorry. So who picked whom up? What happened? What were the circumstances?
It was one of those like drunken party, like, surprise, it's a penis. Like, it wasn't really...
I wanted the cake.
I got to start going to those parties. Jesus.
I'm not going to put on any weight with this penis.
It wasn't planned. It was kind of like, we're both here. It's, we're both drunk. Let's do stuff with our parts.
So, well, I can see how he smooth-talked you with pillow talk like
Reese,
that.
Yeah. Considering that, A, your first job was to become a top... then B, your second job was to use a chat up line. The fact that you had sex with someone through sheer apathy, I think we're gonna have to give you a D minus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a dick minus?
Yeah. It's a bit of a faculty pass, isn't it? You didn't really. The thing is, that talking
to
you
again.
Work,
yeah.
Yes.
And this time, show workings, please.
Yes. We want to see the working out.
Yes.
It's not enough just to come to the answer. We need to see the equation.
I want a proper pickup line. I want, if I said you had a beautiful body, would you do me up the shit pipe? I want something like that. I want to. We want to see workings, please.
Nice shoes. How about a blowy?
Yeah. Something like that.
That's a good start.
Yeah, that is a good start.
Or, you know, like, I like going to church. I like to get down on my knees and pray, will you be Jesus?
Yeah.
There you go. Let me be your Mary Magdalene.
Yeah. Yes.
I really want to wash your feet with my hair.
Yeah. Do me up the ass because it'll still be a virgin birth. So that's the need a bit of that.
It's important, right? When you're out on the hustings, as it were, when you're at the polling places, if you're like,
on the hunt.
On the hunt, Simon Le Bon style, you need to be careful. We're talking a little bit this episode about the principle of shitting in the nest.
Yes. Shitting where you eat.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, you're a hardworking comedian, so all you would see are other hardworking comedians. And it's not like when we were youngsters. Like, there's like a rash of you homo faggot stand-up.
Yes. It's like an epidemic at the moment.
It's quite disconcerting after being, you know, after years of being Robinson Gay Crusoe.
Yeah.
Suddenly find we're on the island of Lesbos.
Well, we could have been, but it got cancelled.
Yeah. But is that a worry for you? Like shitting where you eat?
I suppose so. Yeah, there is that worry. Yeah, you got to. I suppose you do have to be careful because you're always going to be gigging with those people. Mm-hmm, like, there's always going to be that kind of awkward, oh, you're running a room now that I really want to get booked for. Sorry I came on your face.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry I came in your eye, stole your shoes and never spoke to you again. Here you are in the middle bracket.
Or that thing, even when you're just on the same bill as them and you go, oh, no, I'm following him again. Again.
Like, I can never work with Mel Buttle again. I'm not going to
Understandable.
I've opened for her before and lived to tell the, the regrets.
She's got a massive penis.
Yeah. She is huge.
But she's great at soaking sheets.
She is.
She's really good at that.
You know, the worst thing about doing a gig with her is, like, as soon as she walks in the room, she whispers who you're going to root by the end of the night.
She knows. She just knows.
And usually it's her.
Yeah.
I spooned her once. That's it.
Not so much prophecy as wishful thinking.
Spooning her? Jesus.
Come on.
That's what I call spooning. I've been to prison.
So you haven't shat the nest?
No, I haven't. No. I haven't yet.
You haven't yet, but you're planning to.
Yeah, well, I'm planning. Well, you know, I'm having
Ace. Right here.
You know, well, you know, I'm having this very loving, glorious Twitter relationship with Joel Creasy.
Yes.
One day we'll just have Twitter sex. It's like the ultimate group sex.
Everyone watches. It's just like going to a sauna.
So you're Twitter boyfriends with Joel.
Yes, I am. Yes. I mean, he does have another boyfriend in Melbourne, a real one.
Right.
But, you know, we're in love. We're in Twitter love.
We're
in 12.
Yeah.
We had a fake Twitter fight a while ago.
Yeah, I remember that. That went on for months.
It did. The whole time we were actually gigging together and also would message each other going, ooh, touche. I don't know how I'm going to follow that. Which was funny for us, no one else.
Right.
And then someone...
No, really, it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's hysterical.
Fuck you. No, really, that was a proposition. I'm doing my homework.
My nest is getting dirty. My nest is backing up. I've got a backed up nest.
Filthy. Oh.
Yeah, right. What an interesting idea, a Twitter boyfriend. You kids keep coming up with these ideas, don't you?
Yeah.
Jesus. Great. It's a lot cheaper than Thailand, tell you what.
Do you know what? I think that's what I want.
A Twitter boyfriend. A Twitter lover.
Do you know, I'm going to restructure my whole life, right? I'm going to give my husband of 10 years the ass, right? And I'm going to get a Twitter boyfriend for chatting, how was your day?
Yeah.
And then just have beat sex.
Oh, awesome.
Just anonymous beat sex.
Great.
This is not unlike when you were used to do that show with Janet McLeod and she was your emotional boyfriend and you had beat sex.
And I had beat sex.
Snap. What are you going to do? Have beat sex and just tape your mobile to the back of the guy's head.
Ah, that's it.
And so get you can your Twitter tweet boyfriend. While you're fucking.
That is it. So that is great. There. The only difference being is that no one has ever got Janet McLeod to express anything in 160 characters or less. Ever in the history of time. She's a little bit verbose, listeners. Never uses a sentence where a paragraph will do.
Well, the good thing about, like, Twitter sex is that, you know, you really do have to get straight to the point. Like, there's no, like, foreplay or anything. It's just like, you dick in me.
Yeah, right.
RT.
Lol.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, bye.
Yeah.
Bye. Penetration.
See you round.
Yeah.
Oh, bless. Well, yeah. It sounds like
I'll have a Twitter affair with you.
Twaffair.
Wait, should we have a twaffair behind Joel's back?
Oh, then yeah, I'll be the only one in this room that's not going out with a 20-year-old.
No, it won't.
It's still early.
I'm in the room with you. Yeah.
Well, I reckon you've still got a little bit of homework to do there, Reece.
All right, fine.
Don't disappoint us.
Toby, is that all right?
What's that?
Does it count if the homework's with Toby? Toby, would you be all right with that? With the homework, having it with you?
Oh, look, I'm committed to my craft, Reece.
You can't
get an A by rooting the lecturer, okay? You've got to go.
This isn't real uni.
Oh, I got into raw.
No hand jobs for Marks here.
No.
Yeah.
All right, Pumpkin, I'll see you later. We need milk.
Oh, see you on Twitter.
Yeah.
All right, go off and have one of your fake relationships with your fake friends and your fake internet. Go and root someone for real tonight.
Love.
Go, your new homework is to shit in the nest.
Yeah.
Shit in the nest.
We want you to shit in the nest. It's got to be like, it's got to be a Josh Thomas. Who else is there?
A crazy.
Tom Ballard.
Go on, shit the nest.
You've got a choice.
Or, you know, there's the older ones. There's the old faggots like Anthony Menchetti, us.
Yeah.
You could go there. Or Molly.
Hannah Gadsby.
Yeah, you could shit that nest.
You could shit in that nest.
Shit all over that nest.
You wouldn't be the first.
Just if you're in the dark and you're feeling the hips, just make sure that you know the difference between Hannah and Ballard. That's all I'm saying. Just, it's not a complete answer. You have to check. That is all I'm saying.
Give her a reach around.
I thought he was more of a man.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, thank you, Reese.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, I'm George Takei.
Podcast. Bless him. What a lovely child he is. Toby has done a gaydar experiment. Look, you are going to love this. This is the most bizarre thing in the world. It's Toby's gaydar experiment. It is quite a peculiar experience.
About 5 years ago, I was in my backyard entertaining a friend with my hands.
I've been in the lab.
Oh,
Toby's done an experiment.
I've been in the gay lab and I've done an experiment inspired by Gaydar of the Week.
Is this the experiment?
I can't. You know I can't listen to that. Oh, finished yet?
God. No. Oh,
geez, you know I can't listen to that.
Sorry.
Oh, is it done?
It's done.
Oh my God. The blood's gone from your face, Toby.
It's like going back to Vietnam. It's like that sense memory. I just go, it's New Year's Eve 2003 all over again. Oh,
me in the toilets at the circuit on Saturday night.
Too
much pear cider. You've done an experiment.
I've done an experiment inspired by Gaydar of the Week. The different approaches that people take. Some people are really a little bit really earnest, and some people are really blunt.
Yeah.
Right.
Some people are angry.
Yeah. So I thought I thought in the interests of educating audience, I would set up a couple of fake profiles with different themes and see which approach is the most successful.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So I set up a profile purportedly from a 22-year-old, you know, young twink.
Mm-hmm.
Set up one from a guy that just wants sex.
Mm-hmm.
I set up one from a racist.
Right.
And one that was based actually on myself as the control group.
Right, okay.
You're right? The control group.
What, just a neutral one.
Hang on, control
one.
Group or control freak?
Very similar. Right, very okay. Similar. So the one I started with, right, the one that was based on me. Oh, no, maybe we'll do it this way. The one that was based on me, right, was Tony's stuff.
Tony's stuff.
Do you like the way I cleverly disguised myself?
Yeah, yeah. never know that it was Toby if he's called Tony.
And I just said, I'm a busy, energetic guy from the inner city. I keep to the Fitzroy Carlton South Yarra circuit, enjoying the arts, music, and hanging with friends. I like to chat with interesting people of any age, background, who can take and make a joke with equal ease. That's fine.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah. 363 views.
Right.
Quite good.
10 private messages.
Ooh.
Right.
What was the photo? Did you have a photo on there?
Oh, yeah, I used all genuine photos of me.
Okay, yep.
Right. Even the 22-year-old was a photo of you.
I had to dig through the archives.
Oh, you went back?
Right.
I went back. I thought, because the photo's an important part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I found
I thought you were just digging up Taylor Lautner.
No. Well, because that would be the easy way out.
Yeah.
That would bias the results. So I found an old 22-year-old photo of myself etched on a glass plate.
In a cave
in the kinematoscope.
Yep. So they got 363 views, 10 private messages. Brixen 60 says, "Lose the fucking glasses, Louis the Fly."
Really?
And a special treat, I was nominated for the Gaydar Sex Factor.
Oh, yay!
That's nice.
So there's life in the old girl.
22-year-old Toby.
Yet.
See, you could have, you know.
No, that was me now.
Oh, that was you now?
That was me now, the 38-year-old Toby.
When do you have glasses?
I was wearing sunglasses.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right, you thought you were Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. The 22-year-old was Guys for Reals.
Oh, no.
with Zeds and the digit 4.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Right. Oh, great.
Now, Guys for Reals was a 22-year-old. His profile title is Looking for a Real Conversation! Exclamation mark.
Oh, right.
So Guys for Reals spells his boys with B-O-I.
Right.
And, fucked with a KT and uses numbers and stuff.
Ugh.
He's a down-to-earth guy, mature for my age, studying journalism and shift manager at Giordano's.
Giordano's!
And he can
fold the fuck out of a shirt.
He sure can. He's looking for a real man. And by real man, I mean an actual brain, boys. I'm sick of being fucked around by pretenders and posers. Don't hide behind false faces and pretentious. No fakers, liars, insincerities, or anyone who won't cam to cam.
Anyone who won't cam to cam.
Oh, my God. You're really setting yourself up to be found out there, aren't you?
384 views.
Right.
Right. Beating my actual self by about 9% there.
Yeah.
11 private messages, including one from a mature amateur saxophonist from Adelaide.
Oh. Wow.
Or as we call him in the industry, a predator.
Yes.
I'm glad the rock spiders like you, Toby.
Yeah.
Now the most successful one was Just Here to Fuck.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yay.
Right. In the profile title, it says No Small Talk.
Were you clothed in this photograph?
Yes.
Did you have a head?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Ooh.
What was this photograph?
I don't know.
No, it was a photo of me at the beach.
Oh.
Right. Okay.
Right.
So not very clothed.
Not very clothed.
Right.
Describe yourself as blank. Describe what you look for in others. Says, I'm just here to fuck. If you want to fuck, send me a fucking message. Right. 502 views.
Oh, great.
What a surprise.
19 messages.
Oh, my God.
Lloydie 2012 says, hi, can you travel to Mount Gambier? and
maybe.
I've got some things that need picking up.
And given that message, I thought this was a bizarre response too. Triple A 111 says, howdy. Just here to fuck. Send me a fucking message. Howdy.
Howdy.
So that was the winner. That was twice as interesting as me.
Okay.
The loser. The loser was, with only 265 views, was HiGuys99.
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 Right. HiGuys, it's a really bland description for HiGuys99. Yeah. Just looking for whatever, straightforward guy, maybe a little shy sometimes, into most things, looking for whatever that means, smiley face. Oh, sorry guys, no Asians, Indians, White Russians, Iroquois, Southern Biafrans, Congolese, Panamanian Republicans or Scorpios. No offence, it's just not what I'm into. So, bit of a turn off, actually.
Really?
Only 8 private messages, including my favourite one from the whole exercise, which came from Curious Now, who said, sorry, I'm not into racist skinny cunts with big foreheads and stupid-looking sunglasses. No offence, just not what I'm into. Good on you, Curious Now. So there you go. I am, my actual self is the second least repulsive.
Right.
No, that's the second most attractive. Oh, no, the third.
Yeah.
Oh, so you came
third. So the results are just be blunt about sex will get you the most.
Yeah.
If you can't be blunt about sex, be 22.
Yep.
Yep.
or be me. These are your three choices. Yes. These are your three choices.
But don't be a racist.
Don't be a racist.
Don't be a racist.
That's kind of heartening because there's so many of those things on there that say, you know, I don't like, you know, this, that, the other thing.
Yes.
What was actually weird about that one was the two or three messages from people who would go, like they were sincere and they would go, oh, I'm not any of that. Do you want to?
Oh.
Wow.
Did you not read this? Did you?
Oh, my God.
How did you get to Iroquois?
Oh, yeah, I'm part Iroquois, all right? Okay.
I know.
And keep going. Wow.
But that's like, you know, people don't read down a whole list. People see the first three things and go, yeah, that looks all right.
That'll do.
That's like, remember when the Hungry Beast sent out the press release that said, you know, Australians are 85% more gullible than the rest of the world. And on page 3, it said, oh, this is a fake thing sent out by a TV show at the ABC. But no one got to page
page
no
three.
No one got that far.
Oh, right.
No one read through the press release. They just read the headline and went, yeah, let's turn it into a thing.
But it's also the people that read that and just go, oh, okay, so he's clearly, you know, a racist. Oh, well, that's fine.
Well, yeah. I'm sure he's good at other things.
I'm sure he's got his upside.
Yeah.
You know. Very weird. So there you go. There you
we
go.
We should have a talking poofy sex survey.
We should. Ooh,
like
that would require
Cleo
work,
magazine.
Oh.
Oh yes.
That would be awesome.
Can we put that? We could put like a PDF on the website.
Oh, we could put radio buttons, I'm sure, where people click. Like this, 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 and not this.
I don't know what we'd want to find out, but I'm loving it.
And if you fill in the form, you get Scott's phone number.
Yeah.
There's not a prize, really.
No. It's more a curse, yeah. It's more an inevitability.
I love that you're just sitting there eating a banana.
I am. I am. I'm practicing for later.
Let's do a sex survey.
I've got to put a banana in my mouth.
So there you go.
Oh,
there you
awesome.
Go.
Good work, Toby. Good work.
The profiles are still there.
They are awesome. Well, I want for the next experiment.
Yes.
I want you to do the same thing all over again on Manhunt.
Okay. I wonder what the results will be.
I bet the
on
other
Manhunt.
Three don't get any traction at all.
Why don't I try and set up a profile that gets no views? Why don't I try and set up a zero view profile?
That's your challenge.
Too easy. Well, I'll see if I can beat my record. So,
all right.
So what did I got 363 on Gaydar for me. So I'll see what I can get on Manhunt.
Yeah, go on.
I'll see if I can top that.
And to get no views, use a photo of Molly Meldrum.
All right, Manhunt race next time.
There we go.
Bring it on. Challenge.
No war hangers!
Poofcast. Well, there you go. You thought you were going to get to the end of the Poofcast and there was going to be nothing. But no, it's almost a whole one, really, isn't it? Now, we will be uploading some best ofs in the next few weeks. So if you haven't gone through all of the Poofcasts, feel free to download the next couple. But, you know, if you have been a faithful Poofcast listener from the beginning, you'll probably find these tedious. Or maybe you really do want to hear the best of the Bottom Whisperer. I mean, I know I do. I freaking love Melinda Buttle. She makes me laugh like a drain. So over the next coming weeks, there will be Poofcasts. They just won't be new. Stinky old mouldy ones. Pretend we're 60 minutes. It's a best of. That'll be next time on the Poofcast. This is the fabulous Adam Richard. And also, I should let you all know, Talking Poofy may be performing in your town. If you live in Adelaide, keep an eye out for the Fringe Guide or head over to adelaidecomedy.com.au where you can find details of where the Talking Poofy team will be performing in your city. Also, we'll be performing at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, which is in April. So February in Adelaide, April in Melbourne. More dates to be confirmed very soon.
Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Poofcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out. Can we get on?
Poofcast.